scump brasa.
That's our intro. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Biscope Brasa. This is the show where two Brasa talk movie news, reviews, shorts, and some cack in between. My name is Ross.
I'm Jody.
You back? I'm back.
From outer space.
No, from Morocco. You went to Morocco.
Up north.
Is that what is? Does it resemble outer space?
Somewhat. A slightly futuristic version of
Cape Town. Okay. How was it? Like, what was your experience like?
It was fun. It's very similar to Cape Town, weirdly enough, but more developed because
the mosques.
Yeah.
Sounds like Bukab.
You know, it's exactly like Bukab, just less colorful. But also, like, the king, just, like, he invests, actually. He's corrupt, but he invests.
Ah, I see.
So it's nice.
That's good. Yeah, you got to put money back into your cycle, kingdom, man. I guess.
Beautiful cycle.
Oh, lekker. I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah.
And you're safe. And you weren't taken.
Yeah.
Which I didn't have to go in Liam Neeson across the globe.
If you're my only hope.
You are proper God.
That phone call, Keiki.
I would have been arranging your funeral already.
We just skip the whole process. We don't even have an answer. It's like,
no, no. It's just like,
don't have money, don't have skills.
Check his policies. But
how
yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, I had a big thing at work that's over now. And we're getting back into the swing of things.
Yeah.
Which is nice. I like swinging. I mean, I like getting back
wrong
into
podcast.
This.
If you are to come across the swinging club.
I'm talking about the park. I'm talking about the park, Jody.
Hit us up at Biscope Swingers.
No. Just catch me in Greenpoint. I mean, no, they don't have the swings there.
No, they've
okay,
upgraded Greenpoint.
My hole is getting deeper and the more I talk. So let's get into the news rather.
News and shorts.
Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Now this, we've been speaking about this for like half a year maybe. Yes, I don't know how long.
Yes. It's been a while. I mean, when did he have that case against the Sun tabloid newspaper? That was last year sometime.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
It's been coming on for quite some time.
But now we have a new lawsuit.
Oh, and this one is this is like daytime TV.
Yeah,
right,
it's the defamation lawsuit, which is being broadcast
everywhere. It seems.
I know. I actually started like reporting it on my TikTok because I don't want to see it anymore.
Yeah,
I'm just like over it, bro.
Yeah, I tend to look at the end of the week.
Yeah.
At highlights.
Yeah.
What were the big things that were said?
Yeah.
Although, I mean, the stuff comes up anyway, like Amber Turd, Wikipedia page.
I know. It's like, and now he gets 50 mil if he wins, right?
And she countersued him for 100.
Oh, nice.
That was the... That's
I mean,
what
it's also
stake,
like,
yeah.
Everybody's like on Johnny Depp's side, and it, you know, the reporting, all the reporting that I've seen is just like justice for Johnny, justice
it's
for Johnny.
It's very Johnny leaning, everything.
I'm not fucking taking sides. I mean, whatever. She doesn't seem stable, but then again, that's just what I've seen portrayed to me.
Yeah, and also, I mean, Johnny's current defense is that, yes, I was I abuse drugs and I get violent.
You can
and
see
all that. But, yeah, you can. I do all that shit, but I never hit her.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, but, you know, drug fuel, fits of rage and stuff.
I did not hit her.
I did not.
Oh, hi, Mark. Shout out if you get that.
Yo,
reference.
One of the best scenes.
But I mean, yeah, you're right. Abuse is not just physical.
No, it's not. And I think that, like you said, picking sides in this thing and people being
I'm
so
staying away, baby.
People being so sure, like, yeah, it's justice for Johnny.
Yeah, this
now.
Is like heels that people want to die on this shit. And
no.
I'm like, okay.
No.
You do you, boo.
I'm not picking any sides here. It's entertainment. And also, fuck this, man. It's everywhere. We don't have to dive into too much detail.
I don't, but I do. How do you think he's going to get back into acting and stuff after this whole thing is done? I mean, if he wins or loses, where how do you think it's going to go?
I think that, like you said, media's already
leaning
on his side. And his publicists are clearly doing an amazing job of, you know, Johnny's basically innocent at this point. So as soon as this trial's done,
I will say this, her lawyers do come across as idiots.
Idiots. Absolute idiots. Like, you can find any number of clips of the judge looking at them like, what?
His own witness, he was like, objection, yes. He was questioning. He was asking questions, and the guy was answering the question, and he's like, objection, yes, sir. Wait, no, sorry.
There's stuff like that. There's even things where they just don't count properly.
Yeah.
And you know, then the judge does the math, and she's like, am I wrong? Yeah. Am I making a mistake?
Can someone get a calculator? No, it's been fun. No, I won't say it's been fun. It's been funny, some of the clips that I've seen.
It's unfortunately entertaining.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, we'll see if he gets work, because that's the main thing, right?
Mm.
It affected his work.
Yeah, I mean, they said like with Pirates alone, how much did he lose out there with like the sixth Pirates movie that he would have been in? And
that's like a billion.
That, billions, and he lost the role in the Grindelwald role as well. So there's a lot of money that he's lost.
Who cares about those films, though?
We don't watch
them. I don't watch them.
But he would have been paid.
That's true. He would have been paid. But we'll see how it goes. And yeah, she's still in Aquaman.
She is, despite there's a petition out that's aiming for 3 million signatures, and it's getting there.
But the only way the studio will recast her is to be like, okay, this is too much. The publicity is too bad.
But even then...
She's in it. Like, that movie's done.
Exactly. And then
she's
going
to do the
up.
Press tour.
If she's in like 80% of your scenes... How much does it cost you to shoot 80% of your movie again?
No, you can't. That's a reshooting of the movie.
Exactly.
Come on.
So I doubt they're going to get that right.
You know, she started off with a British accent in the first appearance of her character, Mera.
I think I saw that when she was in Batman vs. Superman.
Which one was it? Batman vs.
One of those movies.
I saw Snyder Cut maybe even.
Yeah. I think it was the Injustice League, the original Justice League.
The Justice League, yeah. And then she was like... Oh, hello.
Madonna. Fooling a Madge.
Hello, good sir. Mr. Aquaman.
Doth thee be underwater? Why are you holding your breath?
I found myself a tad bit wet.
Moist.
Oh.
The least liked word in the English
language.
Oh,
my fucking God. The court case.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. My fuck, Jody. Welcome back.
Thanks.
David Cronenberg.
Legendary.
He is legendary. I like a lot of his films. He's well known for body horror stuff.
Yes.
And he's made some not body horror stuff, which is also good movies.
Yeah, Eastern Promises and History of Violence.
Viggo Mortensen.
And Viggo's in his new film, yeah.
Yeah. He's returning back.
Yes.
To body horror.
This is an indie film, eh?
It doesn't look indie.
I know. It's very polished. But apparently it's an indie film that he just got made.
And there's
made.
Big people in there.
Very big people.
I mean, not size-wise. I mean, like, big
famous.
Stars. Yeah, famous actors. It's not like a fucking movie full of giants or obese people.
Amazon.
So, the movie is called...
Crimes of the Future.
Yeah, the movie is called Crimes of the Future. And I suggest you go watch the trailer.
Yeah, be careful of the red band one.
Nah, watch the red band one. It's fucked and crazy.
I'm pretty sure that SABC 3 showed the red band trailer this morning at like 20 past 7.
Why are you watching SABC 3?
Because we watch Expresso. It's part of our morning viewing before we go out, you know.
I saw Zoe, but I didn't see Zoe.
Mm.
We were in the lift and...
You were in the one corner, in the other...
No, Abby was there, and I'm in the middle. And usually in a lift, I just avoid people. Okay. Mm. One of my pet peeves, though, and I find it a lot in Garden Center, people talk to you, my bro.
Why?
Like strangers.
Like why?
Like fucking why? All you're doing is want to get to your fucking floor and get out. And then strangers come and they're like, ah, can you press this?
Economy,
and,
hey?
It works. Like, what? Yeah, they want to start conversations with cuck. So I fucking make a point of like just standing there looking down and whatever. And then the button wasn't working.
Oh,
and then this woman asked Abby, can you press the roof? And then Abby pressed the roof. And then she walked out and Abby's like, isn't that Zoe? And then I was like looking and like, shit, it was Zoe.
Should have said hi.
I should have said hi, because we know each other now.
Like friendies.
Well, friendies is a strong word. But anyway, I was like, fuck. But it's fine, whatever.
It is.
I am glad I didn't have a conversation in the lift.
David Cronenberg.
So he says, he expects that people are going to walk out within 5 minutes of this film.
Yeah, and if he's saying that, so to also contextualize for people, his older films are The Fly and Scanners.
The Fly is like,
that's
his best film.
That is the pinnacle of body horror films, right? Like, when people think about body horror, The Fly is really right up there. So David Cronenberg saying that he expects people are going to walk out due to the gory nature of this new movie.
But like, judging from the Red Band trailer, he may be right.
I'm pretty sure he is, because I was getting nar watching it this morning.
I can handle a bit of gore. But I don't know. There's certain things, for instance, there in Hostel, when they slit the Achilles tendon. that gave me chills. No, that gave me chills. But,
I will say, David Cronenberg's movies, despite them having so much violence and gore in them, generally are also good films.
Yeah.
So it's not like Hostel's a fucking terrible movie.
It's not that bad. They desensitize you with all the nudity and sex and stuff, and then all of a sudden they slut you with like hardcore
intense.
Shit. Yeah, but intense, I think it's one of his Eli Roth's better films.
Yeah, probably. On the scale of Eli Rothness, yes.
Eli Rothness mild.
Yes.
So. As an anti joke. Yo, most colors either start on Rothman's Mild or Stuyvesant Red.
Yeah, I was going to say the Stuyvesant Red is go to.
That was years ago.
Yeah, bought him Mild. Loose, Papa. Bought him loose.
Stuyvesant. No, that's when Antis was like 5-0. But yeah, we'll see. Oh, you'll see, and you can tell me if I can watch it. Justin Lin.
The family.
The family is look, every family, I believe, is dysfunctional in some way.
Yes.
And that includes the Fast and Furious family.
More so than most, some would say.
So Justice League.
Yeah.
Justin Lin.
Justice for Justin.
Justice for Justin. Justin Illusion. Justin Lin has officially left the Fast and Furious franchise.
3 days into filming.
3 days into filming. So, Jody, what do you think the problem was, and why do you think it's Vin Diesel?
Did you see the picture?
No, what of this
first,
article?
First day of shooting, Vin Diesel puts a picture on his socials of Justin Lin, who clearly didn't want to be in that picture. And he's like, first day of filming on Fast X.
First day of filming on Fast X. Family.
And Justin Lin clearly didn't want to be there.
No, bruh.
Really clearly did not want to be there. And 2 days later, apparently, he was gone out the door. But from the reports that I read, Justin Lin was actually gone before that even.
Basically, he came before filming started. So he was like ready to go, do you think? And then that was like last straw.
I think Vin Diesel was like forcing him into, you in the picture now.
Yeah, so contract. So he, it's creative differences is what they say. But
euphemistically say.
It's the studio that also wanted rewrites on his script.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to send a writer to London to go and polish up the script. Oh, that was one of the issues he had.
Yes.
And then the other issue was Vin Diesel.
Yes, very much.
Vin Dieseling.
Yeah, well, the details.
But he was unprofessional as well.
Yes, the details that have come out subsequently is that, for one, Vin Diesel, the creative issues are also stemming there with the direction he wanted to go in.
Yeah.
But also, he's apparently just coming late to set, not memorizing his lines.
Well, it takes
time. What are his lines? Family.
Yeah. No, but it takes time because he has to wrap that boop up.
Yeah.
And then, like,
tighten that shit
up. With each movie, he needs to add more and more layers. I know what it's like, bruh.
Yeah, man, we've been wrapping up.
I've been boop rapping since 2003.
I mean, we stopped wearing our vests quite some time ago. But we still wrap those boobs.
We still wrap the boob up, yo. I can't leave home without it. Yeah, and I get his frustration.
Yeah, I mean, and if you remember with our review of the last movie, I was excited that Justin Lin was back and that he was going to see it out.
Mm.
I had faith that he was going to do a good job.
That's the thing with faith. It's bullshit.
Fuck you.
No, so the movie is also like creeping up to like $300 million.
Yeah, that's apparently the
But like a 100 mil is just for cost.
Yes. I mean, the casting details are crazy.
Because they added Brie Larson and Jason Momoa.
Yeah, Jason Momoa, the biggest man in the whole world, is the villain in this movie. Charlize is coming back as well. Brie Larson, I don't know if you've heard the rumors, but apparently she might be playing Brian's long-lost sister.
Of course.
In this movie.
You can't have a Fast and Furious movie without a long-lost sibling. Yeah.
There's always something.
At least they're both Caucasian.
Yeah, that's a good start. No, it's Nordic, like, no Nordic jawlines in this.
The Toretto bloodline.
Gets a bitchy diluted.
Bitchy.
So yeah, the film's budget, like you said, is ballooning up to $300 million.
Yeah.
And they did apparently appoint a new director. Louis Leterrier.
Yeah, Leterrier. He's done some other movies which I wasn't impressed with when I heard the
list. I think Incredible Hulk was the one.
One of them, yeah.
Yeah, one of them. But he's not, like, it's like basic action films. It's nothing really outstanding.
Wait, which Incredible Hulk? Ed Norton?
Ed Norton's one.
Well,
yeah.
Then he's
not
already
the Ang Lee Hulk.
He should be used to dealing with difficult actors.
Yeah,
then. If he worked with Ed Norton.
Creative differences would have come to the fore there as well.
Yeah. But I don't have faith in it anymore now.
Yeah, I'm actually I was very much strapped in for the last three films, and now I'm looking at that eject button very firmly. I don't know.
But he must just stop. Stop.
You give him too much control.
You just stop now. Fuck it. What are you doing? Why are you like you have one of the best jobs in the world. Just fucking be decent at it.
You know, it's so random. I watched the Michael Biswing documentary.
Yeah.
And the two of them worked together on Vin Diesel's return to XXX. And apparently Vin Diesel was somehow involved with motivating Michael Biswing for his win over Anderson Silva and when he won the title. Vin's like, he's interviewed in this thing, right?
Yeah.
Because Michael Biswing had to leave the set to go do the title fight.
Yeah.
And Vin's like, you know, I played a small role. We had a phone call the morning. I'm like, what, cuck? You trying to take credit for this man winning a title with one eye? He just spoke to you on the phone. What does that have to do with anything?
That's the kind of thing Vin Diesel does, doesn't
you know, he? Just, in some small way.
He just comes in, inspires you, and fucks off.
Just humble brag the fuck out of this thing.
It's the worst. God, anyway, stop being an idiot.
Just
you fucking up your own bag, bruh. Like, just focus, you know? What would Dom do? Ask yourself that question.
Well, what would, what's his name do? What's Brian's Spanish name now again?
Huh?
Remember Brian and Pablo. Remember your promise to Pablo? What would Pablo want you to do?
What would Pablo want you to do? He'd want you to be a professional.
Just follow the script. Be there on time. Don't fuck with the directors.
This is ludicrous, and Tyrese is like only thing they got going. Okay, don't fuck it up for them. God. Okay, so Ezra Miller. Like, I know you made that joke. It's like every week we got something to talk about Ezra Miller, but it really is like
the gift that keeps on giving.
I know. I watched the. Body cam footage of his arrest.
Really?
In Hawaii. Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
The privilege is like dripping off
intense.
This motherfucker. What is your name and badge number? What is your name and badge number? I want your name and badge number now. And I'm like, yo, if this was a black bra, he would be dead. And he's just like, what is it? And he was arrested, and they took all his belongings, and they're like, please don't take that stuff. That flash ring is very, very.
The flash ring.
Yeah, he was wearing the flash ring.
Do you think he wanted this?
No, I don't know. But I don't know if it's a working flash ring.
Sorry, I'm saying he, it's they.
They, sorry.
I they
yeah, I'm also so, get used to that. Apologies. But they were arrested. I watched that whole thing. And they are dripping with privilege. And ridiculous.
Just from the reports, it was already quite crazy. I mean, shouting at random people.
They had like Nerf guns and bullets on them.
In the park.
Apparently they spit on someone.
Yes.
In the while the guy was playing darts, he was like, I'm just playing darts. And this guy just comes up to me and spits on me, and I'm like, yo, what's up, bro? What's up?
Yo.
Yeah, it's fucked up. But people have been petitioning for them to be replaced now.
Yes.
And
in the flash film.
Warner Brothers is like, nah.
Warner Brothers had the emergency meeting, and in parentheses, and people were under the impression that they're going to make the call now to just remove Ezra because it's too much.
But there was a deal. Discovery Plus
I don't know about this
deal. Yeah, so there was a deal with Discovery Plus. Before I make a fool of myself,
go and check it out.
But that's why they've been canceling. I don't know if you saw, but they've been canceling the CW series.
Sirai. That's the plural for multiple series.
It's like a mega deal.
Yes. I remember now. Discovery has purchased. Yeah. Discovery has purchased Warner Brothers.
Yeah. So they have been making like big decisions, and especially with those series, they like chopping them up. The Batwoman was canceled. Legends of Tomorrow was canceled.
Yeah, that was just canceled now.
Yeah, and then I think The Flash is still going.
With the Grant Gustin one.
And Supergirl, maybe Superwoman.
Lois and there's also the the Lois and Superman, whatever it's called.
Lois and Superman. Superman.
The new adventures, the one with Dean Cain.
Yeah. They brought him back, baby.
Yeah, Dean Cain.
Yep. And this is a fully like right wing angle. Yeah. Superman as a Republican.
So much red.
No, but so with these people now in power, whatever, and these decisions being made, I assume that they would also be like, nah, we can't have any bad publicity. Let's axe them. And replace them. And people want Grant Gustin, the Flash from the TV series.
They are very keen for him to get the role. In there. The problem with this entire thing is that this film was finished shooting.
It's done.
It's like done.
How many times has it been pushed back?
And Ezra Miller plays your. We've been talking about it since like the start of COVID, I think.
Yeah.
2 years
fucking
now.
Hell.
And Ezra Miller plays at least 3 versions of the Flash in this movie. I mean, the last trailer that came out, they showed him with 2 other versions of himself.
Yeah.
So, there's no way.
Yeah, bro.
No way that you can reshoot that film. It's impossible. So, for one, you wouldn't get Michael Keaton back. He'd just be like, fuck it, I'm done.
So, I know they're saying they're not going to replace them, but I don't think they'll do another one.
Yeah, I think that...
With them.
Yes. I think that's probably what's happening. That within what's been done, they're going to leave as is. Mm. But...
Unless it makes money.
Yes. In which case, you know, we'll revisit the conversation.
I don't have high hopes, though.
I don't. I mean, just seeing Michael Keaton in the Batman suit again is going to be crazy. Crazy, crazy.
I guess.
But I think that because there's no real future planning by the DC Universe at this point.
Yeah.
They're not building to anything that we know of. So they have a bit of freedom in that sense to... You know, change characters and to cut things off and start a new universe, whatever the case may be. It's not like Marvel where things are really, really all interconnected. There's still, there's scope for them,
There's scope, but I don't care about this anymore. And like, they should be locked up, man.
And part of me wonders, what does Ezra Miller have to do to be removed from a film then? Because, I mean, there were threats. There were threats of violence. There were acts of violence as well. The reports came out about on-set behavior where they acted really strangely, but not towards any people. Just where they are like, you know, sitting and, what am I doing? I'm such an idiot. That type of thing, but out loud where everyone can see. So all of these reports started filtering out, which made me think maybe Warner's actually going to fire him because... Yeah. Those types of leaks only really come out when they are, when they're building a narrative.
Yeah. Well, good luck, James Cromwell.
Is this your fight?
This is if you don't know who he is, he's the farmer
that'll
from
do,
Babe.
Pig. Yeah, that'll do.
Farmer from Babe. He superglued himself to to a counter at Starbucks. In protest of the price of vegan milk.
Yeah, very passionate about them overcharging on vegan milk because apparently they give it away for free in certain places.
Yeah, but how do you milk a vegan?
Slowly.
Okay.
A little tenderly.
Because they're anemic, right? Obviously, they don't have enough protein.
They don't all produce.
So I imagine they're easy to catch but hard to milk. Yeah, you know.
Can't run very fast, you know.
I'm just kidding. If you're a vegan, sure, whatever. Like, I respect your decision. But this is, he's got a history of protesting.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know.
He was arrested once also for being involved in a pro-animal, anti meat protest or something like that. This isn't his first rodeo.
I think
Babe really changed it.
You're passionate. No more bacon. Yeah. Fell in love with it.
I don't know. He must be pushing because 60 now.
He 60. James Cromwell
70,
looked
80.
James Cromwell looked 70 in Babe.
Yeah, but all white people look old.
And then how old was he in iRobot as well? They also looked about like 70 or 80 years old. iRobot's 10 years old at least.
Yeah, he could be older. But I mean, how old? Like, he might. No, 82. Yeah, fuck, he's 82. And I mean, he's gluing himself. But when the police arrived, he like unstuck himself and like.
Really convenient.
And Starbucks was like, no, we like our customers to speak up and whatever, but as long as it doesn't affect like the day to day of the store. And
nice.
Shit, yeah.
Gotta love that corporate support of protest, you know?
No, I think it's just, they just like, oh, did we make Target for that day? I think we did.
Why
then,
not?
Fuck it, yeah. No, but he's got a point. They charge extra for vegan
they
milk.
They do a lot extra.
Yeah.
And
they like, no, it should be more accessible.
And it costs them nothing.
Yeah.
Apparently, it like really costs them very little.
But such an odd story from this
guy. Like you said, people remember him from Babe.
Yeah.
A more modern audience might remember him from something like iRobot, where he played the guy who made Christmas
on. But he's been in like a ton of shit.
So many movies. And he's been around for so long. And he's looked this age.
For a long
like
time,
a good
yeah.
30 or 40 years.
Yeah,
now, so.
It's like Steve Martin.
He's got time, man.
he's got too much time.
Too much
time.
No,
but he's working. He's currently on a series or something, I think.
Oh, he's on Succession.
Is he in Succession?
Yeah, he's in Succession. He's the rival billionaire on Succession.
No, but there's another show. It's like an NCIS or something.
Ah.
But anyway. Yeah, just don't get into too much trouble then, I guess. Yeah. And
Snuffly's
you
cool.
know, let's bring the cost of vegan milk down.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't cost a lot to milk a vegan, like you said.
That's true. But like almonds, almond milk is expensive.
Crazy.
And I mean, how do you milk an almond as well?
Yeah, I mean, the teats are like...
But I mean, like, what did that guy say in that fucker movie? If it's got nipples, you can milk.
Greg Fucker. Gaylord.
Oh, goodness. Wait, Gaylord is his name, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Jody didn't just say Gaylord.
I don't just say things.
If you haven't seen the film, his name is Gaylord Fucker.
Goes by Greg.
Cary Fukunaga, who I thought was full Japanese, but looking at him...
Not much, right?
Yeah.
not much.
Weird. I mean, not weird, obviously. But yeah, he faces sexual harassment allegations at the moment.
For those who don't know, Cary Fukunaga directed the last Bond film, but he also did the first True Detective series, which was amazing.
Yeah, and so he's like a big deal in Hollywood.
He's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, allegations came out. And it's his, the way it came out was also quite interesting because he had, I don't know if you know, what's happening in the U.S. currently is the overturning of Roe v. Wade, right?
Yes.
So that would strip women... of the right to have abortions legally.
It makes it incredibly hard for them.
Yeah,
and in
some states it would even be illegal and they could prosecute them for it.
Yeah, like almost like random people could do individual prosecutions as well.
Yeah.
To have you go to jail or fine whatever.
Yeah, it's all kinds of fucked up. And he tweeted in support of keeping Roe v. Wade, and then one of his accusers was like, this fucking guy doesn't care about women.
You should say that.
Yeah, so he's been accused of like underage grooming, trying to get a set of sisters to have a threesome with him, and they were also underage at the time.
It's fucked up, man.
Creepy fucking texts and conversations and all sorts of things. Like, it's are there no good men left?
I keep just waiting for bombshells to drop when it comes to Hollywood.
Fuck it. You have so much money and power. And you could you also not... Maybe it makes it worse, to be honest. It probably does.
It really does.
But like, could you just be
corrupts.
A normal human being?
I feel like it doesn't take a lot.
Fucking hell. Yeah, but this is why it just emboldens the not... You know, the all men are bastards type thing.
Yes, and it's a constant thing, right?
Always.
It's almost like the fact that we feel like we are waiting for bombshells to drop all the time shows that even on a subconscious level, we are aware of how fucked up men can be.
Men are trash.
And how they abuse their powers, particularly in these spaces where it is insanely unequal relationships that you're talking about in terms of power dynamics.
100%.
These are often... young women who are desperate to get into the industry or desperate for work.
Yeah.
They meet someone like this, a powerful director, someone who's on the up, and now it's, I need to do favors. You need to do this for me. You need to do that.
Yeah.
Hey, we're just friends. I'm not asking this because of weirdness or anything.
Here's my penis.
Fucked up.
Yeah, it's fucking weird, man. So I hope, it does seem true to me, to be honest, and I hope this motherfucker never works again.
Yeah, if even half the stuff they're saying is true, then fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him. I won't support these films.
No, not at all.
Jody and I are taking a stance. Fuck off for Naga. Did you think of that one? Did you just
bait it up on the spot?
Nice, I love it. I love those. Carry fuck off for Naga. Adam Sandler, we are fans when he's good.
Yes.
We are not fans when he's bad.
Which is often.
It's more often than not.
Lately.
But he is reuniting with the Safdie brothers.
And he was fucking amazing with the Safdie brothers.
My bro.
Can't watch that movie very much. But
No. I mean, it's fucking anxiety the film, as we've said before. But I think they work really well together. And what do you know about this project?
There isn't much.
In
terms of the details of the
film. No details.
Nothing. All we need is Adam Sandler with the Safdie brothers.
Yeah, man.
And I'm down for it.
Oh, me too.
So the last one that they did was Uncut Gems. Mm. But the Safdie brothers...
Uncut Gems.
The Safdie brothers in general are just freaking like next level. So,
they are next level. But they do like to tell stories about like one bad day that just...
Yes. Very bad. Often very bad.
So I'm hoping we get another one of those where I can just be there in the cinema on the couch and just cringe throughout the whole thing.
You just feel your body tensing up.
Oh my god! I love movies that evoke that type of reaction in me. So
and also they really got the best out of him.
That was one of his
absolute best performances, not just recently, I'm talking about ever.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited for whatever they're going to come up with. If he commits to it again, I know that remember when he didn't get the Oscar for Uncut Gems, he made fun of like, I'm going to go do a whole lot of cuck movies now because you guys don't want to give me Oscars.
Yeah, and then he did. Then we got Flubi.
Yes. Yeah. he held to his word.
Flubi Halloween.
But I really hope he goes into this and gives his all again, because that version of Adam is just incredible, incredible, incredible. So he needs to go for it.
Joe is very passionate about this.
I need some more of that version of Adam in my life, man.
Oh, wait. Let's give him an Oscar. Let's get him an Oscar.
He just needs to listen to our last podcast.
He should.
He should. The one that we did on him.
We'll send it to him.
He's a big fan of that.
I'm sure it's like adamsandler@gmail.com.
Yeah. One. Sometimes weirdos take the first one.
Yeah.
Then you just put the one at the end.
Okay, it's time for the rapid fire news. No, sorry, that's the spoiler warning. Bra-ta-ta-ta.
Do we have the spoiler warning set up?
No, I don't. This is
nice.
Rapid fire news. Jody, rapid fire.
Rapid.
Okay, I give you the headline, you give me your reaction, I give my reaction, we move
on. Is that what rapid means?
I'm fucking looking, I'm watching you. Okay. First one, the teaser trailer for Avatar 2, The Way of Water dropped. What did you think?
Yo, it is the effects of the water. Amazing. I don't care about the movie.
But you care about the water.
Water was quite...
I don't care about this movie either.
184 million views in 24 hours.
I care not. Daisy Ridley has more work. She's going to be starting in a new movie called Magpie. It's a noir thriller.
I just wanted to come up in the world again,
me
man.
Me too.
Oh, she doesn't deserve this hatred.
She doesn't. That's why Star Wars fans can suck an egg.
They can fuck off.
Top Gun Maverick character posters. Did you have a look?
Oh, I had various looks at them. No, I'm down for it. Dude,
yeah.
Top Gun, the reviews are coming out already. I
know.
I
just look at those character posters and I'm like, oh, there's a little homoeroticism here.
Just a touch.
And some of the nicknames are ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
There's a guy called Fanboy.
Have you generated your nickname yet?
Oh, is there a generator?
There's a nickname generator.
I'm scared to do that. It's probably going to be like fucking arse feather or
when
something.
When we review Top Gun, we have to talk about generator nicknames.
And then lastly, Adam Sandler's Netflix film Hustle has a trailer. Have you seen it?
I have. I don't know what to expect. Adam Sandler's Netflix stuff are either amazing or dog shit.
Yeah, but he looks good as a sports identifier. What do you call them? Scout.
Yeah.
He's a scout for like the NBA, and it looks like a cool sports drama. They did give away way too much in the trailer, though.
They always do the Netflix ones. But look, I'm hopeful. I never know what to expect with Adam Sandler's Netflix stuff. I really don't. They like I said, they gravitate to
And excellent. That's the end of Rapid Fire. You took too long. We ran out.
I was doing so well.
You were doing so well. You were doing so well. But anyway.
Look how anxious I got. I put my hands under.
I know. You're sitting all up straight and you fucking, it's weird, but I love it. Let's move on.
Sec. It's time for a review.
This week we have watched Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, directed by Sam Raimi, starring Benedict Cumberbatch, Elizabeth Olsen, Chiwetel Ejiofor, Benedict Wong. Benedict Wong, is that his name?
Yes.
He plays Wong.
Did you doubt it?
I'm just thinking now he plays Wong.
Yes.
Then it's Sochi Gomez. Go and look up how to pronounce that when you see the spelling. Michael Stuhlbarg and Rachel McAdams. Dr. Stephen Strange cast a forbidden spell that opens a portal to the multiverse. However, a threat emerges that may be too big for his team to handle.
That synopsis is bullshit.
That is not what happens in the movie. I found that synopsis and I was like... Not accurate.
Who the fuck writes
I mean, we're not spoiling the movie by saying...
No, this was definitely written accurate. By someone who didn't see the movie.
No. Google? That is Google's synopsis of this movie.
The speculation was rampant with this one, eh?
Yeah, I mean,
just as bad as Spider-Man.
I would say it was worse.
Maybe.
Because Spider-Man's rumors were all geared towards one thing. You know, would Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield be in this movie? Everything was geared towards that. This film, on the other hand, was literally the world could be in this movie. Any fucking person that anyone has ever dreamed of being in a Marvel film could possibly be in this movie.
All because of the word multiverse. People were that immeasurable. Oh. And the multiverse is like so hot right now.
It's so hot. I mean, oh my God.
I think it's got to do with, you know, people like not wanting to live their own lives and like the state of the world. So they're like, oh, wouldn't it be nice if I was rich somewhere in another universe?
But don't you feel like it's almost like it gets so much that whatever happens, people are going to be disappointed.
Ah, man.
Whatever happens.
I like try to avoid. I mean, the reason I went to watch it like, when did I tell you? Like the Sunday that just came out. Because I couldn't avoid spoilers anymore.
Yeah.
People don't give a impossible. Shit, bro. They're just posting shit.
It's impossible. And this is where I also want to call out the websites.
Yeah,
where
call out those websites. News.
These fuckers are putting on homepages. They are putting spoiler images. They are putting headlines that basically give away shit that's in the movie.
It's been out for like... 5 days, 7 days. Like, where are we now? Yeah, it's not even a week.
It came out this week.
It's not even a week.
Anyway, so this movie finds Doctor Strange in a post...
In a strange position.
Very strange place. So it's post, obviously, post Endgame.
Toasties.
Post-toasties. Pitchy warm milk, it's winter. Finds Doctor Strange post Endgame. It's after the events of Spider-Man as well.
Yeah,
Spider-Man.
Film. After the events of WandaVision as well.
After the events of WandaVision, which are quite integral to the film, apparently, and for one reason only. Which you can.
No, she's on the poster, so you can say like she.
But the details around I think can only go into in
but,
spoilers.
Yeah, Scarlet Witch Wanda is in the film.
Yes,
quite a lot.
Yes.
And he's discovering the multiverse. This version of Doctor Strange is discovering the multiverse in this film. Or exactly how it works and things.
Because Spider-Man introduced...
I'm sure he read about it.
Yeah, he's been doing a lot of reading. Apparently doesn't have access to all the books because he's not Sorcerer Supreme.
But... Yeah, he's not Sorcerer, which I like.
I also like that.
I like the fact that Wong is the Sorcerer Supreme.
I also like that twist. I think that Wong, honest to God, earned it.
Yeah.
Steven is just the most powerful and was like given the title.
Just fucking neglecting it and no, I'd say abusing his power.
Yeah.
More like.
So tell me, in terms of characterization, Benedict Cumberbatch has played this character 5 times now, right? At least 4 times at least.
I don't know. I'm just agreeing with you.
Yeah. What do you think of him in the Doctor Strange role?
I don't know. It's hard to speak without spoilers now, but. I liked this one the most. Let me put it that way, I guess.
He's the way that he's played the
yes,
character.
Yes, I liked the way he played this character the most because he was nicer a little bit.
Yeah, he seems to had to learn from his past mistakes type of a thing.
That's the thing, and I think that's what it is. He seemed like he has learned a bit because every time we see him, it's just like the same old Doctor Strange.
Yeah, cocky, brash.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, doing the first
in this one, he's been humbled a little bit.
Yeah.
And you can tell. I think that's how he played it. And then I like that. For him to be humble.
Yeah. I think that you're right in terms of they focused on him very internally.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the rumors going around is that this is part of building to Avengers 5 and Avengers need a leader. And apparently that's going to be Stephen Strange.
Oh.
So it could have been, the ideas could have been that they need to highlight this aspect of him.
Okay.
Stephen as the leader, Stephen as the new Iron Man, basically.
Mm. They were both like quippy and
yes.
And I'm
so that's how I think
but he don't have money.
They'd position him. Yeah, he's got nothing.
Yeah.
You know, wizards don't make shit.
He's got magic though.
Yeah. Just make money.
He turned water into wine. Spoiler alert.
How do you like the use of his powers in this movie?
I think it was way better than the first one.
I agree with you.
It's way more magic. It is not, because the first movie was Sparky Kung Fu.
Yes, it was Sparky Circles.
Sparky Kung Fu. This one, they actually
and also magic. Inception Mirrors.
Yeah, they're doing magic in this one. There's spells, aberrations, there's all sorts of shit. No buts.
He's a butt.
Ah, this guy and his butts.
I don't know how I feel about this movie. I'm only going to make up my mind when we get to our rating.
Okay, let's go on this journey, but not for long.
My frustration that I had is that I almost feel like they don't quite fully comprehend how they want him to use his powers yet. Because if you look at how strong he's been in past films, particularly his fight with Thanos, you were talking about crazy levels of power. He's the only person who challenged Thanos at all in Infinity War.
Yeah.
And yeah, it almost felt like they were using his powers the way that Ryan Reynolds' Green Lantern used his powers in that cuck movie.
In Infinity War, he did have the Time Stone, though.
He did, but if you look at the ropes of Cathay.
Of Cathay.
You know that stuff where he trapped Thanos and
you got it at Cape in your mind.
Yeah, mirror images. What does that even mean?
The ropes. Like in traveling.
True.
You can buy good ropes that came in your mind.
As a professional hiker, you would obviously.
I'm a climber, Jody.
Do you climb?
Yes.
Oh my God.
The corporate ladder. And I'm all the way at the bottom.
That explains why we never record.
No, but I get what you're saying. I do. But I get they had to nerf him for this. I think. Okay, we'll speak about it in spoilers, but remember, this is a director that is not necessarily up to date with the MCU, but then again, he only came in afterwards. It was Scott Derrickson up until the point.
Yes. Scott Derrickson was involved until, I think they started production on the movie and then he left as a creator.
Like a little insight, directors don't just stick it and yell action and...
Hopefully not.
Well, okay, good directors don't do that. A director, in terms of like the pre-production, they do all of the planning.
Yeah.
They plan every single thing. They rework script if it's necessary. They look at that. They plan shots. They plan all the shit.
You go and do your first unit shots and all of those things on location to see if everything's
100%. So like on shoot day when you start, like half of the work has been done already.
A fuck ton of work has happened at that.
So at what point did Raimi come on?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. I can't remember how far back it was.
Because this is a very Sam Raimi film.
So maybe, I don't know if people know Sam Raimi's background.
I don't care.
But
I don't care. We know him. And I.
We know. But let's just update. Also.
Should we?
Sam Raimi did the original Spider-Man trilogy.
That's
but
right.
Before that,
favorite superhero film of all time. Spider-Man 2.
It's still right up there. I don't know if it's still absolute favorite.
Wow. You lied to me.
When we last spoke about it, it still
I
was.
I can't remember when we last spoke, Jody. That was years ago.
I also don't remember, but I like throwing it into sentences casually.
So he also, The Evil Dead.
The
Army of Darkness.
Yes, that entire trilogy.
So he's known for like those schlocky horrors.
Yeah. But
also with
it doesn't even border on
an evil book.
Great, but yeah, necromancy, all that shit. So he's known for horror, but he's also got this amazing reputation because of his Spider-Man film.
And he's got a reputation for being a nice guy, apparently.
Yeah, he's not a douche.
Yeah.
One of the few.
And like fun to work with.
Yeah.
Which is cool. So, yeah, that there's a lot of those elements that come through in this film. He pays homage to his own films, like, I wouldn't say a little, but quite often.
Quite a lot. There's apparently a car, a station wagon that features in all these movies, and it was here.
Yeah.
Also, if you look at there's certain shots that are very Sam Raimi shots.
Yeah.
If you look at his horror movies, those hard, hard and tight.
Hard and tight.
It obviously was hyped up as horror, as Marvel's first attempt at horror, like proper horror. Scott Derrickson was supposed to have done it.
Yeah, because he's also got a horror background.
Yes, but the first one was very middle of the
ground. What did he make?
Sinister, those films. Who was in that?
I never seen it. Okay, so Doctor Strange, we liked. Wong, I thought we would see more of Wong.
Yes, and I felt like they made Wong a bit of a caricature with the war scene. I really didn't like that version of him.
Well, the rest just shouting of Wong, instructions. Yeah.
But he looked like an absolute buffoon. He's like, he literally is like walking around like, use your minds, protect your heads.
Well, they had to protect their heads.
But why would you do it like that? He looked like he's like
that's how he speaks.
The Wong that we normally see is very cool, calm.
You know what it is? It's the cloak.
Placed out.
As Sorcerer Supreme, he should have gotten the cloak.
He should have worn the cloak.
He would have looked more Sorcerer Supreme.
And now they still keep him in like that.
Basic bitch.
That monk outfit, basically.
But, okay, Wanda. I wonder what you have to say about that.
I wonder what you can say without spoilers.
Yes.
That's also the issue.
Yes.
But I like Elizabeth Olsen as this character.
And I think this is her best performance.
It is. And I think that, to be honest, this is, for me, more of a Wanda film than it is a Doctor Strange film. It's that same thing of The Dark Knight, where it's a Joker movie, not a Batman movie. I feel like she has a better arc in this movie than Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
And therefore, it becomes more her movie than his movie.
He's also got a arc, but her arc is more impactful.
Yeah, I mean, almost everything that she does is what's moving the plot on.
Yeah.
Not so much what is happening with him.
Mm. America Chavez.
Yeah, Sochi Gomez.
Sochi Gomez. What did you think
of
her?
Love her character.
She's cool, huh?
I'm so excited for
her. She's a nice addition.
Yeah. I'm very excited. Her powers, I don't know how Marvel's going to use that, but it's...
Cool. Yeah, yeah. But I like that story.
She also had a really cool character arc in this movie, to be honest. I think, again, better than Stephen Strange's character arc.
Yeah.
And
it's like they had to give him something, and they gave him that, and it just was. There were other things that were more.
But that's the issue that Marvel sits with, is that because they are trying to always outdo whatever's come before.
Mm.
We had like a multiverse style movie with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Now you call your movie Multiverse of Madness, so you have to go huge,
and
you have to have tons of characters. I mean, this is Avengers level number of characters in this movie.
Yeah,
and you pull away from it being a Stephen Strange movie.
I'm trying to think what I can say without spoilers, my bro. Because they start this movie just like that.
Yeah, it literally just goes into...
It's always like that, and then there's like a lull in the middle.
Yes,
and then it picks
really
up again.
Lulls.
And then
really
it picks up again. So the pacing of this movie is quite... there's an imbalance there for me. Story-wise, we can't say anything story-wise without spoiling, to be fair. But I think the story was okay. I like their motivations for the most part, especially Wanda.
Yes.
And well, I like the villain without spoiling it.
Yes. So I agree with you. Very uneven pacing.
Yeah.
I agree with you that the story, unfortunately, like I said, feels more like a Wanda story. But her story is quite, it's a very interesting story to look at. And also is quite important to the whole multiverse aspect.
What did you think of the cameos?
Unfortunately, I had one or two spoiled for me.
Where? By who?
Reddit.
Why no are respect. You on Reddit,
dude, you know Reddit recommends pages? I wasn't even... I'm not on any
You're
pages
not subscribed
that...
to that page.
I'm not subscribed to pages that have spoilers at all. But it popped up on my fucking feed.
No, but they're supposed
feed.
To put the spoiler tag in their post.
The image popped up on my fucking feed. The image.
Yes.
So I had like some that of the big ones spoiled.
Unfortunate. I'm sorry about that. Because I loved it. It took me by surprise.
I was very pissed.
I said, oh shit, loud in the cinema.
Yeah, I was very pissed that it was spoiled for me. I would have had that type of moment. But also, I was in a very quiet cinema, so I would have probably been the only one doing it.
Nice. So you could have shouted, oh shit!
I shit myself again.
Not again.
Okay. Do you want to give your...
Well, we said fuck already about the movie.
Because it's very hard to say. I mean, we've now spoken about...
Okay. I'll ask you one more thing. Like, what did you... with multiverse being in the title, what did you think of the portrayal of the multiverse and the different universes?
I think that it was hyped a lot. I think that they don't dive into terrible detail, like a lot of detail about the multiverses. There's a very cool sequence with America
where they're transporting through
and
all
that
the multiverse.
Visually, like, was
did you watch it in 3D?
No.
So there wasn't a lot of 2D available. I went in 3D.
At Canal Walk, they didn't have a lot of 3D available for some reason.
Yeah, but that's new metro. I go to Sterkinico.
I would have, but the times.
Yeah, times. So the 3D seemed unnecessary for me because I feel like I could have had the same
It almost always is lately. But yeah, I felt like everything that I wanted to see wouldn't have been better in 3D.
No.
At all. Even that sequence with the multiverse sequence, I don't think I lost out at all.
No, you didn't.
But in terms of the representation...
You actually won because your ticket was cheaper than mine.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, is it?
The only cinema I could go to was the 4X experience, the VIP.
Wait, so your seat was moving?
It wasn't. It's the reclining one.
Oh,
175
shit.
Rand for that ticket.
Eina kapena chocolate chena.
It was the only time that I could go.
Fuck it. With drinks and stuff, my out ticket was like, and that's with the Discovery discount, was 300 Rand.
I paid man alone 275 Rand.
Yo, maybe we should glue ourselves to the cinema fucking counter and say until you bring down the prices.
Yo, Kromal, can come help us with that. Okay, I think what else is there that we can discuss? How do you feel this drives the Marvel Universe ahead now?
It opens up a lot of things in terms of what they can do. Just like, like Spider-Man No Way Home already sort of did that, but this one officially does that.
Yeah, on a much larger scale.
Yeah, on a much larger scale, and you get more of insight into what those universes look like. So this is just the movie that is now the catalyst that is now, oh shit. Our sandbox has just grew like by 3,000 times.
Yeah, we used to have one sandbox. That was actually just a grain of sand in a million sandboxes.
Shit, so the impossibilities are like endless. I hope that it doesn't go too much into fan service.
That's a risk. That's
because there was fan service in this one.
Quite a bit.
Which I enjoyed for the most part, but sometimes it's just like pandering.
And you can see it's done without any real thought as to long term, what does this mean? Or, it's really just...
I'm okay with this. I just don't want it to get worse.
I think it...
You put it that way.
My gut feels that it will get worse before it gets better.
Fast and Furious broke you. You don't have... Your faith is broken.
If my family gets broken up...
So, do you think this movie is quiet or is it a nah?
Yo, I really don't know. This is the most ambivalent I felt about the movie.
I'm going to say it was quiet for me because there are moments in this movie that honestly sort of took my breath away. Just for that reason, I'll say it's a quiet.
Now, that's my thing, is that the moments where I was like, yo, like really were like there.
They were quiet.
But there's a lot of stuff that brought me way down.
What you gonna do?
I'm gonna say that this is my quietest night.
No, man.
it's literally...
We have two options.
Then it's a night from me.
Yes.
It's a night.
Jody's a moment. Okay, let's get into spoilers. We have to. Okay. I can't fucking find it. So, spoiler warning. Wanda kills everybody.
Every fucking one. The whole Illuminati.
Yo, my bro.
That didn't even blink an eye.
So, Wanda is essentially the main villain. Yes. She wants America's power No, not the country, yeah. The character.
Literally wants the power to nuke him.
Yeah, no. So she wants America Chavez's power, and she sends like beings after Earth in different dimensions because she's using the Darkhold, and they're chasing America, and she wants to drain America's power so that she can go live with her children again.
Exactly. So America Chavez's power is that she, which she can't control at the start of this movie, this point, is that she, under duress, is able to like open portals into a new world, into a different universe.
Yeah.
And Wanda, and this is why we said Wanda drives the story. Mm. The whole focus of the story is the continuation of WandaVision, which is Wanda dealing with her grief of losing her family.
Yeah.
We need to discuss the Vision stuff as well. But in this movie, her focus is she wants to be with her sons. And she constantly can see through this dark old book that she was reading at the end of WandaVision that there are many universes where she had her sons and she's happily living with her sons. And that's what she wants to get.
Yeah. So, I mean, I get her motivations. But people, the argument that was being made is that at the end of WandaVision, she sort of came to terms with it and she let the town free.
Yes. And understanding that she was at fault for doing what she did.
But if you remember in the end of that series, then she then started reading the Darkhold.
Yes. With Doctor Strange apparently in the room with her as well.
She was reading the Darkhold and stuff. So people feel that there is a character progression that is missing from the end of WandaVision to the start of this film.
And what I'd add to that is the whole discussion around Vision, which is that WandaVision was essentially her doing all of that because she lost Vision and she wanted to be with him again. Love was her driver there, but the love was of Vision. Yeah, because of numerous external factors, Vision is not even really spoken about in this film at all.
No, because her focus is the children.
Completely. But I feel that character-wise, that doesn't make sense. The entire series of WandaVision focused on their love and how much that meant to her and how much that was a driver for her. And here there's nothing. I think the fact that there's nothing, no mention of it, is illogical. I can understand the kids being a big part.
I don't know if it's fully, at the end of WandaVision, I think she accepts like Vision is gone. In Doctor Strange, she keeps having a recurring dream.
Of her kids.
Exactly.
Yes.
So that has not been dealt with and that isn't going away. Yes. So I kind of accept it. And I understand what you're saying too. But she's fucking badass. And that's what makes it so much like fun. Is you get to see her just let loose.
And I think people don't quite understand Wanda's level of power.
No, they don't. She's the strongest Avenger.
If you know Wanda from the comics, I mean, House of M, she creates worlds.
She's the strongest Avenger.
By far. It's
whether
not
you
even,
like it or not.
It's not even like a question. I mean, she literally, at the blink of an eye, creates worlds that everyone lives in. And she does it seemingly without any real stress.
No.
So the version we've seen of her just throwing red balls and...
Red balls, like she's in a spur pit.
Like they haven't gotten blue yet. You know...
She has a taste for life.
They really haven't done us any... Like, they haven't been true to her character at all within the MCU.
No, they've done her a disservice. And a lot of people think that they've done her a disservice with this one. But I feel like, I don't know, she finally got to let loose, you know? And
the mental issues that Wanda has is also in a big part of her character.
Yeah, and the acting chops that Elizabeth Olsen showed in this fucking role, in this film.
Yeah, she carried this movie for me. This the entire movie is it pivots on her emotional arc.
Yeah. So Doctor Strange's emotional arc is that he hasn't gotten over Christine.
Yes.
Not Christina.
No, I think it's Christine.
Nice. Christine. And in the beginning of the film, he's attending a wedding.
Yeah.
He's been snapped for 5 years and he's attending a wedding and it's like, oh, that sucks. And then he fights a monster and shit. So at the end of this film, he comes to terms with that and he gets to say goodbye to the alternate version of her.
Yes, because, I mean, sort of what should be his driver is that he realizes that he loves her.
Yeah, he realizes that he loves her, but it's too late.
Yeah, and like she
You had your shot, you dumb guy.
Not just that, it's also that as much as she would want to be with him, he's wanting to be in control, he's always wanting to be...
Hold the scalpel.
The O.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I get it. So that's his arc, and he accepts things in the end, and it comes around, and he fixes his watch. That fixing watch scene... I thought his hands couldn't do that shit.
I mean, they show the scars. On his fingers, right?
No, but his hands aren't fixed.
Apparently they are now. I don't know, because there's a scene where
it was steady
the
as shit.
Different multiverse version of Christine looks at the x-rays and she's like, oh, your hands aren't damaged in the same way.
Yeah.
But his fingers look like fucking Hanson.
Yeah, fuck.
So I don't understand how that works, but...
Anyway, and then America Chavez, so her powers manifested itself when she was young and then she killed both her mothers.
Well,
so,
she thinks she's killed them. We don't
know. No, they're alive. They're alive.
Yes.
But she sent them off to fuck knows where.
Yeah, she has no idea.
And then that was actually the... Because I read articles about the controversy before I went to see the film. And the fact that she has two mothers, that was an issue.
Of course, because, you know, I mean, have you seen that in real life, Ross?
No.
Two women.
That's
I mean,
crazy.
How would they even have a child?
Where does the penis go?
Fuck, the fact that is controversial.
Yeah, it's crazy. And it's like banned in Saudi Arabia China.
Because what would the woman think?
Yeah, fuck. I'm like, yo, my bro, it's 2022. How long are we going to do this dance?
Yeah. And the movie itself makes nothing of it.
It's not even
it's
a
just,
thing.
That's her mother's.
Yeah.
Those are her parents. Claire.
So strange.
Fuck it.
But yeah, so she then learns that, you know, she can actually control the power. And then he tells her, like, you have been controlling it, like, subconsciously because you've been sending us wherever we need to go.
Yeah. Each time, even though she does it under massive strain or duress or because of
she
fear.
She goes where she needs. She came to that strange.
Yes.
She went there to the where they need and whatever, whatever. That's also fine. Whatever. She's very cool.
I'm excited.
Excited to see more from her. And then, like you said, Wong was there fighting his ass off.
Yeah.
Looking like a buffoon to Jody.
Look, just that one scene. But I mean, the rest of the fight scenes, I think it's cool.
I'm glad he didn't die.
I really thought that they were actually going to do it. Again, with some of the images that popped up on the news sites, it's like... this person, what happened to this person at the end? And there's a picture of Wong. I was like, oh, fuck, there goes Wong.
Okay, so let's
Wong
talk.
Doesn't die.
Let's talk about the cameos.
We have to.
Yeah, so the Illuminati is made up of Mr. Fantastic, Captain Marvel, Captain Britain, Chiwetel Ejiofor, the Sorcerer Supreme,
yes.
Professor X.
Black Bolt.
No, but his full. They say his full name in the fucking movie. I was so funny. That's his name, Blackagar Baltagon or something like that.
Yeah.
And his superhero name is Black Bolt. He's the Inhuman. And who
played by the same character, the guy who played him.
Yeah, that terrible TV show.
Anson Mount. Yeah.
Yeah, in that horrible TV show. I watched one episode.
No, I didn't even try.
It was fucking dog shit.
I didn't even try.
So that was the big thing is John Krasinski cast as Mr. Fantastic.
The fan casting came through.
He looks good, man.
He's convincing. But this is also where I feel like they didn't think too much about what was going to happen here, because I'm not quite sure that they could give him a lot to do as a character. And there's no real use of his powers as Mr. Fantastic.
Well, she didn't give him a chance, did she?
But she didn't give him a chance. But I think it's also like focal budget for stretchy
badass. So my favorite part of this film is the sequence where the Illuminati take on Wanda.
Yes.
And one more thing. The when... Professor X makes
his appearance. Yes, because he comes in last with the hover
so chair. He's got the yellow chair from the X-Men
90s animated series.
Yes, and the theme tune plays, and people are saying like that is literally the same Professor X from the 90s cartoon, because they are reviving the 90s cartoon on Disney Plus.
The original is there, it just doesn't play in order apparently. If people watch it on Disney Plus, the episodes come out. If you watch them, it just plays out of sequence.
Disney Plus coming 18 May, baby.
Yeah.
Are you going to
get sponsorship? I applied for that 8-month thing that they've been pushing so hard.
Oh, nice.
Like, if you subscribe now and you pay for 8 months, you get 12.
Okay.
I made an application. I don't know if it'll go through.
We'll wait for middle office.
Go to Home Affairs in Pretoria.
So that was my favorite scene, is where Wanda basically kills all of them.
With very little effort.
What was your favorite death?
Unfortunately, Reed. Because Mr. Fantastic was like, he was still like talking and like starting to stretch, and then she just like put him through a grater,
turning into fucking spaghetti, my bro. Yeah, my favorite was Black Bolt. The greatest thing about Black Bolt's character is he never actually wants to use his power because he's so powerful.
Yes.
So he cannot speak. If he speaks, this massive force of fucking energy or sound or whatever just kills everything in its path. So he doesn't speak. And what Wanda did was close his mouth.
And when he spoke, it went into his brain. He's still mumbling.
That was fucking awesome.
And actually, that kind of touches on something I wanted to ask you. People were complaining about the PG-13 not being a high enough rating. What did you think?
It was very borderline, eh?
They pushed it.
They pushed it to the max. There's even like a Carrie reference when she comes out. She's fighting the Ultron, but it's not blood. It's Ultron juice.
Oh, yeah.
That's how they got away with it, because it looks like oil.
That's true. But also, if you look at how they characterize her, it's almost like they're doing Jack Torrance from The Shining.
Yeah.
Because the more evil she gets, the more she's limping, and the one side of her body's in pain, and she's like got Ultron juice on her and all that shit.
So they push it to the max.
Very, like,
look, there's people that's cut in half also.
Yes.
There was like Captain blood
Carter
on the shield.
Yeah, Captain Carter gets cut in half.
Jesus. Yeah, they fucking...
What did you think of Lashana Lynch getting the alternate Miss Marvel role?
Yeah, that's cool.
You like it?
Yeah, but she died again.
Yeah, really dead. Everyone.
I was like, cool, that's cool to see, but okay, she's sat now.
Mm.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. I mean, I just like Wanda fucking ripping all of them to shreds.
Yeah, no, Wanda really, unfortunately, in a Doctor Strange film, Wanda steals the show.
She does.
Completely.
What did you think of the music battle?
Oh, that's a really cool sequence, actually. Right?
So Doctor Strange,
it's so original.
He fights his alternate self, and they're fighting with magic, but it's like magical musical notes from the instruments.
Yeah,
that's
they
in
use
there.
Notes.
Yeah, and him winning with that one little half note.
Yeah,
that was fucking dope.
Because all the notes are like combining into this huge music bomb. Yeah. It's very Scott Pilgrim, actually. Now that I think of it.
Yeah,
and
Sam Raimi also this cheesiness that he like brings into his movies.
It's but that's a really original sequence.
Yeah,
very cool.
That was cool. That's why I say the magic fighting in this movie is way better.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. There's stuff that is very wow, but
very wow.
But as a Doctor Strange movie, as a Doctor Strange story, I feel that it does a disservice to the Doctor Strange universe. There wasn't enough focus on Doctor Strange, Stephen Strange.
They gave me some cool moments. I was like, fuck it. Because those horror moments were the best part. And it's like, oh shit, Wanda's this unstoppable force. Even the zombie Doctor Strange was great.
Yeah, zombie Doctor Strange.
Fighting and in the cloak of actual damned souls or whatever that he fly. That was fucking dope.
Yeah. Very stunning visuals also.
Yeah, but I
told you, this is the most where I've been like, I don't know how I feel about this movie.
I know, but the fandom works in my gut, man. Like, people care too much.
It's that, the expectations, there's too much. That's why I actually
You
stopped,
can't have expectations
I stopped
anymore.
Watching trailers, with like towards the end of the waiting period. I stopped with the trailers, stopped going on to like theories and stuff, because I'm like, I just want to watch now.
You can't have expectations anymore with these films. I'm sorry. You're going to either be disappointed or...
Speaking of disappointments, we have to talk about the one that we predicted would not happen and did not happen. The one cameo.
Tom Cruise
as Iron Man. Did not happen. Was apparently considered, but he was never approached.
No, he wasn't told. We read different articles.
Yeah, the one that I read, which was one of the writers, he said that they approached Marvel about it, but Marvel never spoke to Tom Cruise, and there wasn't time.
Okay, well, the one I read quoted Tom Cruise.
Really?
And he said that they spoke about it, but they couldn't figure out. He you must know Tom Cruise. I like to put 100% into what I do, and this is the movie to make it the best and whatever.
Some Scientology.
And, you know, we couldn't get to it. So I think he wanted a bigger part than what they were offering. That's what I think, based on that quote. But who cares who's right?
Do you know the one casting that I thought might happen, especially because it's Illuminati and because Black Panther's coming out.
Daniel Radcliffe is Wolverine.
No. I mean, Taron Egerton's my Wolverine, but if I thought they would cast Namor.
Yeah, everyone thought so.
I thought Namor was going to be part of the Illuminati, and that didn't pan out.
Everyone thought so, but how do you hide that casting?
Yeah, but the one cameo that That, or not
yeah,
cam.
That's a cam. Like, you talking about a future Clio. Car. I don't think that Jim from The Office is going to be Reed Richards going forward.
Based on what happened here, it's a tough one because...
He's older already, eh?
He is getting
he's
old.
Like 70.
You thought James Cromwell was 60.
Age.
John Krasinski.
Age is weird. No, he's like... Yeah, he's like 50 odd almost. He's 50.
No, we've got 5 minutes.
Oh, we've got 5 minutes left. Yes. So I think this movie was quiet. I think for what it was, don't get yourself excited for the shit anymore. Stop fucking speculating. Just go into each movie with an open mind and see how they progress the story. I think that's the best way to enjoy
it. It's actually the only way to go watch Marvel movies now. There's too much expectation.
I saw this guy on TikTok and he's like, yo, Marvel fans need to chill, bruh. There's one, he was watching Doctor Strange and there was that scene where he puts his cloak on, a cloak that he's worn for years now, and people were like, and he's like, you motherfuckers need to chill out because I'm ready to, I'm done.
I'm stepping out.
So yeah, do we have any shout outs?
Not really, eh? It's been a while.
It's been a while.
We've been quiet, so no one's really been
away.
Like,
also, yeah, but we can shout out like the country of Morocco, I guess.
We can. Rabat, you've been good to me.
That's right.
Shout out Rabat. Shout out King Mohammed the
Fifth. Whoa!
Tight was a monarchy.
Did you learn any French? They speak French.
They speak French and Arabic. They. I learned vocal.
Nice. That's what you want to do.
I'm an English-speaking South African. We don't know other languages.
Okay, that's our Doctor Strange review, man. And if somebody wanted to find us, Jody, how would they do that?
They can find us on Instagram, Bioscope Russell Podcast on Instagram, and also on TikTok. Hit us up in the DMs. Let us know what you guys thought of the movie, if you saw it, if it lived up to your expectations. We're keen to hear.
Probably didn't.
Nope.
But yeah. stay safe, everyone. Safe, Jody.
Safe, Russ.